والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Recite durood upon me excessively because this will purify me. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers, inshallah, the topic of today's bayan is showing off, riyakari. This is a major sin in Islam. Dikhawe ke liye amal karna, riyakari. Jo amal Allah ta'ala ki raza ke liye hona chahiye. جو عبادت اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا کے لیے ہونی چاہیے وہ لوگوں کو دکھانے کے لیے لوگوں میں واہ واہ حاصل کرنے کے لیے عزت حاصل بڑھانے کے لیے کرنا شوئنگ آف از ڈوئنگ از ورشپنگ اینڈ ڈوئنگ دی ڈیڈز اینڈ دی ایکشنز دیٹ یو شڈ ڈو فار اللہ عز و جل ڈوئنگ دیم فار پیپل انسٹیڈ سو دیٹ دے ریسپیکٹ یو اینڈ یو بیکم فیمس یو گیٹ فیم اور یو گیٹ سم ورلڈلی انسینٹیو سم منی اور سم تھنگ سو اٹس اے ویری امپورٹنٹ ایشو شوئنگ آف از حرام And the opposite of showing off, which is sincerity, doing things, worshipping only and solely for Allah Azza wa Jal, is farz-e-ayn, is absolutely compulsory. So we'll start with listening to a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man came and asked our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, what will bring us salvation on the Day of Judgment? Sarkari Madina sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Do not be disloyal to Allah Azza wa Jal. The man then further questioned, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can a person be disloyal towards Allah Azza wa Jal? In response to this question, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, being disloyal to Allah Azza wa Jalla means that you perform a deed which you have been commanded to do by Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet. But you do it with the intention of pleasing someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence, abstain from showing off. Because when you show off, you associate partners, a partner with Allah Azza wa Jal. On the Day of Judgment, a show off will be called by four names. He will be addressed by four names. Four names by which, four embarrassing and belittling names by which he will be addressed on the Day of Qiyamah, a show-off. And he will be told on the Day of Judgment, your deed was ruined and your reward went to waste, it was ruined. And today there is no sawab for you. Or you who attempted to deceive people, now go and seek your reward from whoever you did the deed for. So on the Day of Judgment, on the Day of Qiyamah, a show-off will be called by these four names, And he will be told that there is no sawab for you because you worship but not for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So don't expect any sawab and expect your reward or go for your reward to the people that you did the amal for, the people that you showed off in front of. And obviously they cannot give him anything on that day. They will not be able to help him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was a very delicate matter, the issue of showing off, the sin of showing off, which is so common in our society. Even before showing off, the first thing is, even before showing off, you need to do an amal, you have to do something good. And the shaitan, the devil and our nafses, don't let us do something good in the first place, even before the showing off stage phase comes. So shaitan hume pehle to amal karne deta hi nahi. Amal ki taraf aate hi nahi. عمل کی طرف آ جائیں تو پھر وہ شیطان اور نفس کی یہ کوشش ہوتی ہے کہ انسان دکھاوا کرے لوگوں کو دکھانے کے لیے کرے یا نماز میں اس کی عبادت میں ایسی غلطی ہو جائے جس کی وجہ سے وہ عبادت کا ثواب ملے ہی نہ اسے we do manage and if we do succeed to worship and do something good, then the shaitan and nafs don't want us to benefit from that worship, get any reward from it, any faida. And therefore they make us make a mistake in our namaz, or hajj, or zakat, whatever the ibadah is, such a major error and mistake that just wipes away the whole sawab. Or they make us show off, the devil makes you show off. Don't want to be respected. Allah Ta'ala apne fazal se, apne karam se, logon ke dilon mein aapki izzat daal de, to ye alag baat hai, ye uska fazal hai. Uski taraf se inaam hai. Lekin khud hamari jistuju ho, khaish ho ke log meri izzat kare. اب وہ عزت حاصل کرنے کے لیے پھر ہم کیا کیا کرتے ہیں, کیسے کیسے گناہ کرتے ہیں اور دوسروں کو کیسے ذلیل اور بے عزت کرتے ہیں خود عزت دار بننے کے لیے. It's another thing if Allah عز و جل instills respect for you, makes people respect you without you wanting to be respected, that would be a favor, a bounty, a blessing from Allah عز و جل. But for you to want and be greedy and want that yourself is a sin, and it will lead to many other sins. And it's a very slippery downward slope, greed for fame, the desire to be famous and to have attention and be wanted, and wanting to be known. So we need to be very careful in this regard, my dear brothers. Sayyidi Mustafa Raza Khan, radiallahu ta'ala, the son of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, radiallahu ta'ala, stated in one of his poems, in one of his naats, he says, Nafs-e Badkar ne دل پہ یہ قیامت توری, عمل نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا. My nafs doesn't let me do something good in the first place. If I do, it doesn't let me hide it. My nafs wants to be famous, it wants to be known. So if you do something to show people in the dunya, then you will only be rewarded for it in this dunya. You will get temporary, short-term benefits in this dunya, but there will be no sawab in the afterlife. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran in Surah Hud, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَصُونَ. Translation comes with Iman. Whoever desires the life of this world and its luxuries, we will give him full compensation for his deeds inside this dunya. And we will make sure that there is no reduction or shortage in his recompense. This ayat mubarakah is clearly stating that anyone who does things for the dunya, he gets his reward, his fame or his money, whatever is in the dunya, but he should not expect anything in the afterlife. Commenting on this verse, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala stated in his tafsir, people who show off are given the reward for their good deeds. If they do good deeds, they are given reward for them in their worldly life. Allah Ta'ala does not oppress them. Even if a non-Muslim does something good and a good deed, like helping the poor or something, etc., Allah Ta'ala does not oppress them. He does not waste that. He gives them their recompense and their reward, but it's in the form of worldly luxuries inside this dunya and nothing in the afterlife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse in the Holy Quran, in Surah Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ كَالَّذِي يُنْفِكُ مَالَهُ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O you who believe, do not waste your charities, your good deeds, by boasting of favors. Don't waste the sawab of your sadaqahs by reminding the people that you do the favors for and the poor people that you give sadaqah to by telling them constantly that I've done a favor for you. Don't do that. If you help someone, you help the poor, you help them, you forget about it, expect, hope Allah Ta'ala rewards you for it. Don't belittle that poor person, make him feel ashamed and make him feel indebted to you by constantly reminding him that you've given him something. And number two, don't cause injury, don't cause pain and taklif to the person that you do something good to you, or the poor person. Don't give him something and then embarrass him. Like the one who spends his wealth for people to see. Someone who spends his money showing off to show people. And he does not believe in Allah on the last day. The example of this kind of person, someone who does amal for people to see, is like that of a rock. Allah Ta'ala gives us an example of a rock that is covered with dust. and hard rain falls upon the rock. Rain pours upon the rock, and it washes the dust away, and it leaves the rock without any dust, clean. And this is the example of the people who do good deeds, but to show people. In other words, just like if a rock has dust on it, the dust is visible. Before it rains, it's visible, you can see it. There's something on the rock, there's something on the rock. And similarly, when someone does something to show off, a person does an amal, he does a good deed to show off, then that deed appears to be something, it is visible, it appears to be that he's done something good. But when the rain comes and the rain falls and pours onto the rock, it washes the dust away, and then you realize that the dust was nothing and it's vanished. And similarly, on the day of Qiyamah, when show-offs will come, their deeds will be like dust that just vanishes and they cannot see it. It will not mean anything. So Allah Ta'ala repeatedly gives examples in the Quran to make us understand and to explain to us. And here he compares the show-off's deeds to that of a rock with dust on it upon which rain falls, and this completely makes the dust vanish. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear brothers, each and every single one of us should ask ourselves from the bottom of our hearts, I perform good deeds properly in the presence of people, but what about when I'm alone in seclusion? Why do I rush my namazes and my good actions when I'm alone, but I pray them slowly and calmly when people are watching me? Why is it that when I pray in front of people, I act very humble, I maintain humility in my worship, but that's not the case when I'm alone? I don't have humility, I rush my ibadat. Isn't showing off the reason for this? It's very important for us to start to cure this instantly from this day. Otherwise, tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, it will be too late. And one great way of doing this is to join the company of people who always do muhasabah of their deeds. And Dawat-e-Islami is a mahol, the movement, the environment of Dawat-e-Islami is one that constantly, our blessed Shaykh constantly encourages us and urges us to do muhasabah of ourselves, to scrutinize and analyze your deeds and ask yourself if you've been sincere today, if you've shown off today. It's in one of our mother inamat, have you tried to avoid showing off today? Ostentation, arrogance, backbiting, etc. Here are four ahadith about the destructions of showing off. Riyakari ki tabahkari ki hawale se char hadith hai. Sarkari Madina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, when a group of people adorn themselves with deeds of the hereafter, but use the deeds of the afterlife, yani good deeds, to make themselves look good in the world. So people who use deeds of the afterlife for worldly benefit, then hell is their abode. Jo log akhirat ke amal se dunya ka fayda chahte hain, unka thikana jahannam hai. The second hadith in Varka, Sargari Madina sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى حَرَّمَ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُرَاءٍ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has made heaven, entrance into heaven, haram for every show-off. Allah Ta'ala has banned show-offs from paradise. Allah Ta'ala ne riyakaron ke liye, dikhawe ke liye amal karne walon par jannat ko haram farma diya. The third hadith, Sarkari Madina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, the fragrance of paradise can be smelt from a distance of 500 years. Yet the one who uses deeds of the afterlife for worldly profit and benefit will not smell the fragrance of paradise. Jannat ki khushbu 500 saal ki musafat se sungi ja sakti hai. Lekin jo shakhs آخرت کے اعمال کے ذریعے سے دنیاوی فائدہ نفع کماتا ہے, وہ جنت کی خوشبو بھی نہیں سونگے گا. آقا کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, whoever acts for fame, Allah Azza wa Jal will humiliate him. And Allah, whoever shows off, Allah Azza wa Jal will torment him. پیارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان عبرت نشان ہے کہ جو شخص شہرت اور عزت کے لیے عمل کرتا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ اسے ذلیل کر دے گا. عزت چاہتا ہے لیکن ذلت ملے گی. اور جو شخص ریاکاری کرے اللہ تعالیٰ اسے عذاب دے گا. بنا دے مجھ کو الہی خلوص کا پیکر، قریب آئے نہ میرے کبھی ریا یا رب، اندھیری قبر کا دل سے نہیں نکلتا ڈر، کروں گا کیا جو تو ناراض ہو گیا یا رب. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Are you brothers, listen to this riwayat. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala who said, when a person commits an act of showing off, Allah Azza wa Jal says to his angels, look, this man is making fun of me. He's mocking me. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala who ishaad firmate, jab koi banda logon ko dikhane ke liye ibadat kare, Allah ta'ala apni firishton se kehta hai, dekho, یہ مجھ سے استہزاء کر رہا ہے. So this is like it's insulting. This is disrespectful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, here's a misal. For example, let's say a person, you stood in the court of the king, in the royal palace, you stood all day long like a servant, humbly, like a noker for the king. But you stood there the whole day not to see the king, not to please him, but because there's someone else amongst the servants of the king who's a friend of yours and you're actually waiting for him. So you've given people the wrong impression and you've given the king the wrong impression that you're there to see him and to pay your respects to him, but you're actually there. If the king realizes you've not been here for me, you've not been stood here out of devotion for me, for someone else, he will feel offended and disrespected. And therefore, this is just an example, but you know, to understand the issue, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the king of all kings, and we cannot compare him, any king to him. We cannot compare any of his makhluk to him. But nothing is more disrespectful than a person who worships Allah Azza wa Jalla, who does ibadat, which he gives the impression he's worshipping Allah Ta'ala. People think this man, he's doing something which is done for Allah Ta'ala, but he's actually doing it to show weak, humble other human beings who cannot personally benefit or harm him, who can't do anything good or bad for him. So the ibadat, he's ignoring the master of all masters, the king of all kings, who controls his izzat, who controls his embarrassment and his humiliation, who controls his life, his risk, his benefits and his harms, but he's ignoring him, totally oblivious to him, and he's totally focusing on another human being who doesn't even control his own nafa nuksan, his own benefits and harms, can't even do anything for his own self. And this is why this is actually disrespecting Allah Azza wa Jalla. So before we do any nek amal, we should ask ourselves, think hard about our intentions. Another blessed Shaykh has given us the definition of riya. Is the definition of showing off is to do something which should be done for Allah Azza wa Jal, but not doing it for Him, Azza wa Jal doing it to show people. Which means doing a nek amal either for money or to get compliments from people, or so that people think that you're a pious man to give that impression, or so that people respect you. So doing an amal for money or for respect or compliments or a good name amongst people. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. مكتبة المدينة has published a book called Riyakari, which is all about showing off, and this is available on the internet in English as well. It's a 165-page book available at the Maktaba, and it has many important details about it. Here are some examples of showing off, but keep in mind, my dear brothers, these examples we should analyze ourselves and not use them to go around judging other people and making assumptions about other people, because you don't know what other people are intending. These, I'm going to give some examples. Our blessed Shaykh has given these examples that you will find in Neki Ki Dawat on page 73, and he's given many, but I have 20 here. I'll get through a few of them, but these are with the intention of analyzing and scrutinizing ourselves, and not get these examples that go around now trying to police other people's intentions, because some of these actions can be done with a good intention. So it would be a grave mistake to just see someone do this and assume he's showing off, which would be a big mistake. So some examples of showing off. For example, if a person learns how to recite the Holy Quran, but with the intention of impressing people, and so that people call him a Qari Sahib, This is showing off. Number two, to recite the Quran or the Azan in a nice pitch, in a nice rhythm, so that people are impressed by his tilawat. Number three, to say words of humility and humbleness, but not really meaning them inside your heart. Only saying them to give people the impression that you're a humble person. For example, saying things like, I'm a faqir, I'm sinful, I'm useless, I'm a good for nothing. Saying words, addressing, saying these things about yourself in front of people, and really just wanting to give them the impression that you're a humble person. Number four, meeting people warmly and politely, compassionately, to give people the impression that you're a sociable and a well-mannered person. Dekhiye, logon se husn e akhlaq ke saath milna ye bahut achhi baat hai. Logon se hamdardi karna bahut achhi baat hai. Lekin wo shakhs husn e akhlaq ka malik nahi kehlayega ki jo is wajah se logon ke saath acche akhlaq se pesh aaye ya muskura ke mile logon se hamdardi kare is wajah se taaki log mujhe ba akhlaq kahe ya mujhe hamdard kahe. If he does it with the intention, he wants to be people to know him as a compassionate person, or say, this man has got a good character, then you're showing off. Or praise me, sawab nahi. Number five, to wipe tears from your eyes when crying during a dua, etc., in front of other people, so that people get the impression that you're wiping tears quickly from your eyes to avoid showing off. Ishtima mein dua ke dauran, ya waise hi naat sunne ke dauran, rona aa jaye. اب اس نیت کے ساتھ جلدی سے اپنے آنسوؤں کو پونچھ لینا, صاف کر لینا, تاکہ لوگوں کو یہ تاثر ملے کہ یہ ریاکاری سے بچنے کے لیے اپنے آنسوؤں کو پونچھ رہا ہے, یہ تاثر دینے کے لیے کہ ان پر یہ امپریشن بیٹھ جائے کہ یہ مخلص ہے, یہ ریاکاری سے بچنے کی کوشش کر رہا ہے. To give them the impression that you're trying to avoid showing off. And this is a very subtle issue. Crying due to the fear of Allah, but then wanting people to think that you don't want to show off, and so then wiping those tears away with that intention. Many other examples. To say sympathetic sentences, act compassionate when hearing people tell you about their troubles, but with the intention that people call you sympathetic. To hold a tasbih, example number 9 is holding a tasbih in your hand in a way that makes it noticeable to people, and moving your lips constantly to give people the impression that you're always doing tasbih or reciting durood or azkar, so that people think you're constantly doing zikr. Number 10, and this is one that we need to be careful about, acting, practicing sunnahs in front of people. The sunnahs of eating and sitting and talking, etc. But then not practicing those same sunnahs when we're alone. This is a sign of showing off. Practicing sunnahs when people are watching, but then the sunnahs of eating, if you're eating alone, you're not sat in the sunnah or accepted the sunnahs that you do in front of other people. Example number 11, to eat less in a function, in a feast. If you're having a feast or a dawat somewhere, it's a khatam somewhere, you eat less deliberately just to give people the impression that you don't eat a lot. And that you're some sort of Sufi who's got his nafs under control, and you've renounced the dunya and you've detached yourself from dunyavi pleasures. Yet if you weren't in front of those people in that dawat or in that mehfil and you were alone eating, you would have eaten twice as much, three times as much as what you would have, other people ate in that method. To mention your own religious services to other people so that they get the impression that you're someone who really devotes his time to the deen. Giving azan beautifully in the masjid with the intention of impressing people. Whilst you're talking, you know, mentioning book references, mentioning difficult references, or speaking, putting words of Arabic or Urdu or Farsi, or difficult English words in your speech, just to give the people the impression that you're really learned and educated. To mention the number of times you've done Hajj and Umrah to people, to give them the impression that you're pious. Or remaining silent, just to give people the impression that you don't talk a lot, and give them the impression that you're muttaqi. Many, many other examples, brothers, but there's very shortage of time. Page 73, if you look at page 73 of the Urdu of Neki Ki Dawat, and also you can check the English version as well, where there's dozens of examples of showing off. But like I said earlier, we should use these not to judge other people, but judge ourselves. And if you find yourself showing off, don't stop neka amal because you're showing off. Continue them, carry on doing them, but just treat the showing off as you go along. Because it's very hard to avoid showing off a riyakari completely, 100%. You have to keep on treating it. And the solution is not to stop an amal because I'm afraid of showing off, therefore I don't want to do it. That's not the solution. That's falling into another trick of the devil. In fact, you should continue it but try to cure. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wa sallam stated, there are three signs of a show-off. Riyakar ki teen alamatein. He is lazy when he performs good deeds when alone, but he is active. When he is with other people, he is active. Lazy when alone, active in public. Jab tanha ho to apni ibadat mein susti karta hai. Aur jab logon ke samne ho to chusti ka izhar karta hai. The second is that he increases his deeds if he is praised. Agar iski tareef ki jaye to amal tez kar deta hai. And the third is, if he is criticized, he decreases his amal. اگر اس کی کوئی تنقید یا مذمت کر دے حوصلہ شکنی کرے تو یہ اپنے عمل میں کمی کر دیتا ہے. And there are many cures for showing off as well. Seek help from Allah عز و جل. Pray to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, cure me from this disease of showing off. Keep in mind the disadvantages of showing off. Eradicate the causes of showing off. There's three main causes of showing off, which are desire for fame and the fear of being criticized and greed for money. Desire for fame and fear of being criticized and greed for money. These are the three asbab of showing off. Cure them. Be sincere in your deeds. Allah Azza wa Jalla only accepts those deeds and a'mal which are performed with sincerity. One saint was asked, Huzur, who are sincere people or what is the definition of sincerity? And he replied, a sincere person is one who hides his good deeds the way he hides his sins. Mukhlis wo hai jo apni نیکیوں کو ویسے ہی چھپائے جیسے اپنے گناہوں کو چھپاتا ہے. So protect your intentions. Save yourself from satanic whispers, from the waswasi of the shaitan. And associate yourself with the blessed Madani environment. Alhamdulillah, every Saturday we have a Madani Muzakara Ijtema here where collectively you can, anyone is invited to this. It's open to the public where every Saturday Amiri Ahli Sunnah addresses his life from Bab al-Madina, Karachi, and gives us such advice which is good for the cleanliness of our hearts, advice related to showing off. Sohbat, company really affects you. If you accompany sincere people who are worried about the afterlife and worried about showing off, then inshallah that will rub off on you. If you accompany people who are always showing off themselves, then that will also rub off on you. Sallu alil Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once there was a man who said that at night I was reciting the Holy Quran. I was doing tilawat and I was reciting Surah Taha he was reciting at the time of Sahri. And then he went to sleep. After reciting Surah Taha he went to sleep. And he said that in a dream, while sleeping I dreamt and I saw a person who descended from the sky. It was an angel. I saw a farishta descending from the sky and he had a book, he had a sahifa, a book in his hand. And it had the sawab, it had recorded the sawab of Surah Taha that I had recited. And under every single word of Surah Taha that I recited, tilawat that I did that night, I saw 10 good deeds, 10 hasanat, the sawab of 10 good deeds for every single word of the Quran that I recited. Except for one word. There was one word beneath which I did not see any reward. And so I was puzzled. And I asked, why have you not given me or written for me the reward of this one word out of the whole of Surah Taha? I had been given 10 good deeds, 10 nekiyah for every single word I recited, which is what you get for every letter of the Holy Quran. And why do I not see any reward here for this particular word? And the angel replied, we did write it, we heard you recite it, and we wrote it down as well. But then we heard a munadi, we heard a call, a saying from the arsh, wipe away and erase the reward for that one word. The man said, I started crying in my dream. And I asked the angels, why did you wipe away and erase the reward for that one word? That I recited the whole surah, I got sawab for the whole surah, but just one word I did not get sawab for. What is the reason for me not getting sawab for that one word? And the angels told him that whilst you were reciting Surah Taha, a person passed by your house or you were on the balcony and a person was walking across, and you noticed him walking across, and just to make him realize that you're reciting the Quran, to show off, you wanted him to realize and notice you. And so when you got to this particular word, you raised your voice so that he could hear you. And because that is the reason, because your raising of your voice to show off to someone and that he can hear you means that you did not recite that one word with sincerity. Hence why we wrote it for you, but then we were commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to erase the reward of that sawab, that particular word. And everything else, what you recited with sincerity, every single letter that you recited with ikhlas, with khulus, with sincerity, you got the sawab for it, you got 10 good deeds for it. But the one word that you missed, or that you didn't miss, you recited it, but not with sincerity. Because the person is walking across, just you raising your voice so that he can hear you is showing off. And the reward of that was taken away from you. My dear brother, showing off and being proud and takabbur, khud pasandi aur dikhawe ke liye amal karna, ye itni badi aafat hai ki kabhi insaan ki 70 saal ki ibadat bhi ek lamhe ki riyakari ya khud pasandi ki wajah se tabah ho jati. 70 years of worship is sometimes destroyed by just one second of showing off or pride, arrogance and vanity. And ikhlas is such a beautiful thing, sincerity is such an amazing, wonderful thing, that even a small, what seems to be a small action, if it's done with sincerity and if it's free from showing off and vanity and arrogance, in the bargah of Allah Ta'ala, even though it might appear small in the eyes of other human beings, but in the court of Allah Ta'ala, it's a huge amal. It's huge, it's immensely huge because of the sincerity and because of the purity of that action. Yet on the other hand, on the contrary, if there's a huge amal that you're doing and people might think that you're an immensely religious person in the dunya, you're a great abid, you're famous for your ibadat, but these major ibadat, if you have, or you are lacking sincerity in them and you are vain or showing off or proud of yourself in them, then they mean nothing. They are nothing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to refrain from this major sin of showing off and make us all sincere. I'm going to finish off with one Madani Bahar of how this blessed Mahol, the Mahol of Dawat-e-Islam, how it changes the lives of people. Hundreds of thousands of people have changed, have been tawbah from their sins. Tawbah from songs, from listening to songs and listening to music and watching films and dramas, and how they've turned towards the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just one of hundreds of examples. A brother of an area called Kemari in Babul Madinah Karachi, he said that before I joined the Mahol of Dawat Islami, I used to abuse people, argue with people over minor issues. I had a very bad temper. The smallest issue, I'd argue, abuse, swear. And secondly, I was extremely fond of watching films and dramas. And thirdly, I was very fond of listening to songs and music. And a huge portion of my life, I just wasted committing these sins. As a profession, my job, I was a driver of an owner of a mansion. And how did I repent? How did I stop these sins and convert and revert and come to the Mahol of Dawat-e-Islam? Was that one day I sat in my room listening and watching the Madani channel and listening to a Sunnah inspiring speech on the channel. And this speech was such, it was about Khawfi Khuda and Ibadat, and it made me just think, it shook my conscience, it shook me on the inside, and it made me tremble with fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, causing me to feel ashamed of my sins and my past deeds. As a result of watching the Madani channel and listening to this bayan, this brother did tawbah. He repented from his sins and firmly made an intention, a strong intention to follow the Sunnah. And then after that, it was Ramadan, and he heard the announcement of the 30-day Tarbiyat-i-Itikaf in the holy month of Ramadan, which he heard on the Madani channel. And he also, the Madani channel convinced him to sit Itikaf as well as a result of that. So my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, even just watching the Madani channel and the Madani Muzakariya Bapa, especially the one on Saturday and the Bayanat, brings revolutions. And this is just one of hundreds and hundreds of examples. So sohbat, company is everything. You are the company that you keep. You are the company that you keep. The companies of show-offs will make you a show-off. The company of arrogant people will make you arrogant. The company of skeptics will make you a skeptic. The company of doubtful people will make you doubtful. The company of sincere people will make you sincere. Whatever company, the company of arrogant, humble people will inshallah make you humble. Company is extremely important. We need to watch the people we associate with, the people that we claim are our friends and our close ones. May Allah give us tawfiq to act upon this bayan. Avoid showing off and be sincere. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib.
I'll make for you.